Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The first Yankee to amass 3,000 hits, the captain, Derek Jeter.
A magnificent milestone for a magnificent Yankee.
That was John Sterling and Susan Waldman, the radio voices of the New York Yankees, calling the 3,000th hit by Yankee captain Derek Jeter on WCBS on Saturday. He became just the 28th player in Major League history to have 3,000 hits and was the first to do it as a Yankee. And when you consider all those legendary ball players, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and on and on and on, Jeter was the first to that particular milestone. Just so many hits, such consistency over his career, and he did it on a home run at Yankee Stadium, and it's been said a million times, it was poetic, just as he isn't even a home run hitter, just pretty perfect. And in addition to being a future Hall of Famer for sure, he's becoming the quintessential Yankee, beloved by all, the favorite athlete of kids and adults everywhere. Count the Jeter T-shirts on your block. And I think even the all-time favorite athlete for many, maybe for many of a certain age, maybe for many of a relatively younger age, because maybe people who are older have other athletes, Yankees or other ball players or people from other sports of other eras, but I don't know. But we thought we would ask that because Derek Jeter seems like such an all-time favorite for so many that we would just throw it open for a few minutes to ask, who's your favorite athlete ever, any athlete, any sport, for you as a fan? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And of course, tell us why. What is it about that player that sets him or her apart from the rest? Is it talent? Is it stats? Is it personality? Is it skills? Is it their work outside of their sport? What makes you love them? For me, I'm mostly a baseball and somewhat of a tennis guy, and I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit here and say Jeter himself is at the top of my list, along with probably the pitcher David Cone, who is with the Mets and Yankees. And the reasons are smarts and consistency. I like to watch a long home run as much as the next baseball fan, but the way Jeter did his career of hitting singles and doubles quietly and consistently, day in and day out, hitting to all fields in close games and blowouts, just hit the ball wherever it was pitched in that direction, see the situation, react to the situation, take control of the situation. Plus, he doesn't let his ego get in the way of his work. No scandals, no dissing other players, no personal milestones above the team, no steroids, as far as we know. Day in, day out consistency and character in all the little ways. That's my style, and I've always admired Jeter. And David Cone, because as he lost the ability to throw really hard later in his career, he became the smartest pitcher that I've ever seen. The person willing to use his brain to place the ball and move the ball, and I just loved watching David Cone's brain in action as a pitcher. And I know I said one athlete, but I will just also mention Arthur Ashe, who I had the great honor of seeing play and meeting one time and actually having as a caller to this show, not about tennis, but on Martin Luther King Day one year, Arthur Ashe, for all the sports. I was always rooting so hard for him when I was a little kid and he was playing, and for the historical and high consciousness reasons. He was one of those people who I actually got chills to be in the presence of, and there aren't many. So how about you? Your favorite athlete of all time. Our lines are full. We'll take as many of you as we can get to with short shout outs to these athletes. We have a lot coming in on Facebook, and use our comments page as well at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Chris, who is it?
Chris, how you doing?
Good. Who's your athlete?
Muhammad Ali. I was glad you mentioned Arthur Ashe. I was thinking of him, but I think Muhammad Ali would have to be my number one.
Why Ali? Of course, Ali would be for so many people, too. Why Ali?
Well, I think his transformation from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali when I was a kid and, you know, being able to combine the political activism with his sheer athleticism, I just think was wonderful. And I think, you know, every celebrity has a responsibility to do at least a little of that.
Thank you. Bob in Mountainside, who you got?
Wayne Gretzky, undoubtedly. Even though he was at the end of his career when he played for the Rangers, he just knew the ice, saw the ice so well, went to the place where the puck was going to be, and he would just make so many just little subtle plays that would just blow my mind, and plus everything he did for hockey in general.
Thank you. Tom in Montclair, favorite athlete ever?
You know, I like what you said about Derek Jeter. He is an outstanding athlete. You know, you can go with, like, Magic Johnson, people like that. I'm a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite player of all time is O.J. Simpson.
This is O.J. as a football player, which people almost forget now.
I know. I mean, the guy was voted the greatest college running back in the first 50 years of college football, and then he plays for the Buffalo Bills, who have no quarterback, no defense, no other offensive weapon, and no chance to go to the Super Bowl, and he dominates the league.
all those years. Thank you very much. Mason in Basking Ridge, you're on WNYC. Your favorite athlete is?
Oh, without a doubt, Michael Jordan. I moved to Chicago in the early 90s. I'd never really been a fan of organized sports, and I just fell in love with him. Just so beautiful on the court. And then I lived there while he quit basketball and started playing baseball, which was didn't like watching him on the baseball field, but when he went back to the basketball, just a beautiful thing to watch.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to fold in a couple of internal special guests here. NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca is on the line. Mike, you're going to stick your neck out here and name a favorite athlete of all time?
Yeah. First of all, let me say, liking Derek Jeter is like liking George Washington is your favorite president. It's not exciting, but it's really you can really back it up. I think it's allowable. So my favorite athlete of all time is Chris Mullin, and I only base it on the fact that if you count the number of times I cheered or pumped my fists at a sporting event, it was those St. John's games when Chris Mullin was shooting what would have been three-pointers, except there was no three-point line. And I think it goes back to when you're 10 or 11 and the athletes you love when you are somewhere between 8 and 12 are the athletes that you're going to love all your life.
Thank you very much. And we have my co-captain from the WNYC Independent Softball Team, Rex Doan, on the line. You will recognize his voice, even though he doesn't have a show. Hi, Rex.
Hey, Brian. Long-time employee, first-time caller.
Ha.
Now, I wanted to say, for me, it's personally impossible to identify with an athlete like Derek Jeter. I mean, he's seemingly flawless. He always does the right thing, always says the right thing. It's kind of nauseating to me. So I'm drawn to the scrappy overachiever. And I think the best contemporary example in New York right now is R.A. Dickey, the pitcher for the Mets, who was born missing a ligament in his throwing arm, reinvented himself as a knuckleball pitcher, and he also names his bats after characters from the epic poem Beowulf.
I will agree with you about Jeter that he has studied the art of having no public personality.
Right.
And that is a huge downside. That's why I had to balance that choice with Arthur Ashe, who hits all those other numbers. Rex, thank you. Rex is the consummate attender of minor league baseball games, and he's the voice you hear on about half the promos on the station, and a huge sports fan. Karen in Summit, your favorite athlete ever?
Hi, Nadia Comaneci.
Ah, the skating world gets one. Why?
No. As a child, watching the Olympics and understanding what a perfect 10 meant just by simply watching precision and dedication and spirit, it has remained with me forever.
Thank you very much. Then this is where we should mention Abby Wambach, I guess, right? The soccer star from the women's USA World Cup team. Mike on her comments page. Right now, it's got to be Abby Wambach. What a shot. In the post-game interview, she mentioned the spirit of the country and the spirit of the team with charm and humility. Carol in Brooklyn, favorite athlete ever?
My favorite athlete is Anton Apollo Ono, the short track speed skater, mm-hmm. who, for me, I didn't care much about speed skating, and I certainly knew nothing about short track speed skating. But he made it so exciting, so thrilling, and he's such a wonderful ambassador for the sport because it's not a real famous sport. He doesn't make a yep. huge amount of money, but he's in it for the love of it. And I thought that was very
thank you very much. Glad to hear some Olympic athletes getting shout-outs here. Ono, the skater, and I think I misspoke a minute ago and said Nadia Comaneci was a skater, obviously, and I actually know this. She was a gymnast. Peter on Staten Island, favorite athlete ever. Peter, go.
I'm of a slightly more Eurocentric bent on sports. My pick for greatest athlete is Greg LeMond, first winner of the Tour de France.
Thank you. Anne in Manhattan, who you got?
Satchel Paige. When I was a kid, Satchel Paige was a pretty old guy, but he was still pitching for Yankees farm teams. And my father was a huge Yankees fan. And he took me to a game once in Miami, and he pointed out at the pitcher's mound. I was about 12, and he said, "That man pitching is Satchel Paige, the greatest baseball player ever. Don't ever forget that you saw Satchel Paige pitch."
And you can't top that story for the historical significance, and so we won't even try. You can keep posting them. Go talk to each other on our comments page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr's show. Share your favorite athlete stories all afternoon, and thanks so much to all of you for calling them in and posting them here. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.